Good morning. We welcome to our campus and to our chapel service this day the members of the CLC Teachers Conference and other visitors. The Teachers Conference had requested that I serve as their chaplain on this date and address them specifically on the topic of eternal life, which obviously is a meaningful thing for all of us to consider. Eternal life sounds good, right? When you hear the words, what comes first in your mind? For many Christians, myself included, those words would commonly suggest life in heaven. Something, as we know from the Bible, that would only come to us as a gift, not something we would earn for ourselves. And also, as we know from the Bible, this would be something we will greatly enjoy. What is not to like about the perfect life? In the perfect place. Understood this way, however, and I hate to be a downer here, eternal life sounds like something in the future. An inheritance, wonderful, yes, but not yet here. A promise from God, yet to be fulfilled. And not really our experience right now. Or is it? Is it both? Your present experience and your future inheritance. One of the discoveries that the Bible can lead us to realize is a much broader definition of eternal life based on the words of Jesus as he prayed in John 17. This is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. Based on those words, we should think of eternal life as our faith, or more specifically, knowing God by faith in Christ. That is your experience right now. That is the foundation of your relationship to God as members of His family, as children of your Heavenly Father. Jesus taught this truth more than once. In John 5, He said, "He who hears my word and believes in Him who sent me has," present tense, "has everlasting life and shall not come into judgment, but has passed from death into life." Let's understand the two concepts, death and life, on the basis of one word definitions. Starting with death, which means separation. When the soul separates from the body, that would be physical death. Life would be the opposite, of course. Union, connection. When the soul is still in the body, we have physical life. Now take those ideas into the spiritual. And let's get personal here about our past. As unbelievers, we used to be in the former state of spiritual death, which means that we were separated from God because of our sins. We had no relationship to Him whatsoever until that day when He became our spiritual Father through our baptisms, in many instances, through the act of conversion. When He gave us faith in Christ, dramatic changes took place. Spiritual death gave way to spiritual life, for unbelief gave way to faith, and so did ignorance, for we have come to know God according to His true identity. It's more than the knowledge that God is real. We know Him by name. We know the triune God based on what He has revealed, especially what He has revealed about His deeds done on our behalf. A God of action and grace. We know the triune God on a personal level as well. Don't you call Him my God? Our Lord Jesus? our Savior, protector, provider, and everything else you would need from a father. When God gave you your faith in Christ, He caused you to trust that He saves you through the perfect life and sacrificial death of His Son, Jesus. On the basis of that specific knowledge and that specific faith, we do have a father-child relationship with God, and that counts as eternal life. For you and me as believers in Christ, eternal life right now is a lot like what happens at home. I'm talking about what should be the family dynamic of two-way communication. When you pray to your Heavenly Father, you go to Him. You engage Him in a meaningful way on the basis of His invitation to you. You come with thanks and praise, confession of all your sins, followed by a plea for His grace, and all of your other requests. Now what's happening there? The arrow goes from you to God. You talk to Him. He listens. He responds. That's eternal life. Now turn the arrow around the other way, the line of communication going from God to you. When He leads you to listen to Him in His Word, He's talking, you're listening, but still it's the relationship of faith at work as the Father leads His child. That's eternal life. When you receive the comfort that all of your sins are forgiven because of Christ, let's call that the heartbeat of eternal life. Your spiritual life with God continues only because of the assurance that even though you have rebelled against the Father again, He does not disown you. He does not kick you out of the family. He does not end the relationship that He started. He takes that sin along with all the others, puts it on His Son Jesus, and it goes away. No longer in the way. Certainly the Bible has many passages to tell us that eternal life is also our future glory in heaven. There's no reason not to put the two concepts together as completely agreeable. Knowing what we know from the Gospel of John, we can think of that future glory in heaven as the ultimate upgrade of what we have already. The fact that God has claimed you as His own, adopted you into His family, the fact that He has treated you every day as His dear child, the fact that you are connected with Him in a very real way, none of that will end. It will only improve. Improve tremendously because the circumstances of our life with God will become infinitely better. Just think. You interact with God right now invisibly. We don't see Him face to face at this moment. And our life with God happens here in this sinful world, with all the troubles that do afflict us. And we can't fully enjoy our life with God right now because the sinful nature is still hanging on to us and the devil is still a bother. But when the heavenly upgrade occurs, wow. Life with God, face to face, in that perfect environment He has created for us, with no enemies or troubles around. And everyone there physically alive with perfect bodies and souls, hearts and minds. Truly it's something to long for and expect confidently based on the promise. Truly it's something to share with other people through mission work and to teach to our children through Christian education. Eternal life, now and forever. All of it a free gift. Well, free for us. Paid for by Him on the cross and guaranteed through His resurrection and delivered to you and me through the certain promises and declarations of His Word. Amen. Let us close our devotion today singing all the stanzas of hymn 355.